Greetings, everyone. My name is Hassan, and welcome to the first ever Hassan podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing tornadoes with my good friend Cole. Let's start off today's podcast with an explanation of what a tornado is. A tornado is a large spinning tube of clouds, wind, rising air, low air pressure, and precipitation. Tornadoes usually form from huge thunderclouds with lots of rain and wind. The rising air has to move perfectly to create a decent tornado, and usually starts off from making a vortex or tube of spinning air. Then, the tube of spinning air feeds on the moisture of the thundercloud and starts to suck part of the cloud into it. Soon enough, if the vortex successfully manages to gather up enough air mass, it starts to form a tornado. Then, the tornado goes on its way to destroy everything in its path, causing lots of damage. What do you think of that, Cole?
Wow, that's pretty impressive. How much damage do tornadoes do, and how much does it cost a year?
Well, tornadoes cost $400 million in damage and 70 deaths annually, not to mention the thousands that get injured. And that's only in the U.S. No matter what season it is, as long as there's a thunderstorm, there might also be a chance of getting a tornado. But of course, it's not very likely, especially in the summer, where the weather is way better than if it was in the winter or fall. Tornado recovery times depend on where the tornado is located. The U.S. can recover from a big tornado quite easily, but some third world countries that are poorer than the U.S. may take up to a year to recover. Tornadoes make tons, and I mean tons, of damage all through a landscape, ruining the plants, crops, and trees. Tornadoes are also pretty deadly depending on its strength and wind speed. It can kill animals, and it can affect the food chain, and that'll disrupt the entire environment. Tornadoes around rural or farming areas may cause a shortage of food around the local surrounding area.
Wow, that's a lot of damage. Is there any way we can prevent or detect incoming tornadoes?
Well, yes, there are actually some pretty useful ways to predict tornadoes or to know when a tornado is going to happen. The Doppler radar is a pretty profitable tool, as it helps figure out if a tornado is going to happen. Tornadoes are far too small for the Doppler radar to measure, yet a Doppler radar can detect big thunderstorms that would be able to cause a tornado. The EEF scale is also another ordinary way to measure tornadoes based on wind damage and wind speed.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I do know a few things about pressure, though. Do you mind if I share? Alright. Well, I know that low pressure can make a more cloudy climate. So that would mean, wherever you are, as long as the air pressure is low and it's a pretty sunny day, then I think you're safe from getting a tornado.
Huh, that actually makes a lot of sense. Thank you for sharing that, Cole. Alright, everyone. Stay tuned for next week's podcast on hurricanes. We'll see you then. And of course, have a wonderful night.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.